Are you tired of living life according to someone else's standards and not getting the fulfillment that you desire in life? We see most people find their confidence based on what other people say about them or in what others are doing. You see, in this podcast, I want to help you find your inner voice, along with building your own self-confidence, ultimately upgrading who you are. The process of upgrading who you are starts right now. Hey, hey, upgrade community. Stand by for a quick message from my sponsor for today's episode.
We confuse our battle. We confuse what we're challenging. We confuse with our focus and where we apply our focus and where we place our focus and the things that we place our focus on. And look, it's easy to do that because we live in a world that, surrounds us. This environment surrounds us with opportunity to focus on so many things externally. I mean, there's so many things that's curveballs that have been thrown right at us, that it demands our attention. And through that demand from our attention, we're not focused on us. We're not focused on who we are. We're not focused on the things that matters most in life. And the things that can really change who we are, the things that can really change the way that we progress in life, the things that we really do and focus on ourselves and how we better ourselves. Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
And because of that, say it again.
He's on his Instagram video.
You have a good day. And because of that, we're aimlessly shooting, we're aimlessly directing, we're aimlessly walking, aimlessly grinding in a direction that can't help us. It can't give us any progress. And you know what? It steals our focus. But the fight is not on the things external. The fight is in the things that are internal, the things that are within your mindset, those things that are within you, those thoughts, those ideas, those things that you've picked up over the years, those limiting beliefs, that's where the battle line is at. But our focus is being stolen by the things of external. I've been getting a lot of messages this weekend, and specifically on this illusion of what happiness and success looks like. And people, because of social media, has painted this great picture. It's now caused it's blinded so many people to focus on this illusion. And they're running, they're grinding, they're doing things that are outside of their character to get there. All because they're so focused on this illusion, this external thing, that can get them nothing. Because once you get it, it's very shallow. It's very temporal. It's very, it doesn't last very long. You see, but this steals our focus. It steals our focus. But where you have to begin to change this is you need to start focusing on you. You see, we're bringing half-heartedly ourselves to whatever it is that we're doing, the desires that we have. We're bringing 25% of ourselves to whatever we're doing, and we're wondering why we're not getting where we need to get. Yeah, you see, that's it. You see, when you only bring 25% of yourself to the table, what do you expect? So what happens then is you're saying, well, this is not working. Physically, it doesn't look like it's working. So what do? You go get another business. You change your idea a little bit. You tweak things. You say, well, I'm getting better. I'm sharpening my skills. But all to which, you're just applying 25% to whatever it is that you're doing. And because you're only providing 25%, you can never get the full result. You can never get the result that you're desiring. You can never accomplish the things that you really desire. Why? Because you're only bringing 25% of yourself. You see, if you want to bring 75% to 100% of yourself to whatever it is that you're doing, you must focus on yourself. You must focus on those limiting beliefs that are telling you that you can't. You must focus on those things that are saying that it's not possible. You must focus on those things that you watch somebody else do and you said, you know what? Because they couldn't do it, I surely can't do it. You see, those are the things you got to focus on. You see, progress takes place when you're focusing on yourself, when you're committing yourself to become better, when you're committing to who you are and you're raising the standard within your life and you're saying, you know what? I'm viewing everything in life at a heightened standard. That now everything is possible. There is no such thing as just limitations. There's no such thing as the impossible. Hey, hey, good morning. That those things that you focus on, those things that you see, those things that you operate with on a day-to-day basis, you say, you know what? It is possible that I can do it. You see, because you focus on the outside, the external, or what other people can and cannot do, that becomes your reality, and now your reality becomes something false to you. It becomes your truth, but it's not really truth. It's just what you've seen. So you believe what you see instead of believe what you stand on and who you are. Because you don't know who you are, now you're believing. You're thinking you can see the belief, but you can't see the belief. I say that again, you can't see the belief. If you don't know who you are, then you can't believe in yourself. So the work is within you. You have to identify who you are first. You see, we're playing these games and we're watching everybody else and we're trying to say, you know what? This is possible. This is not possible. But we're formulating our reality off of what we say, what we see, what we're thinking, what other people are doing. And we're living our lives within the context of what other people are saying about us or what other people are thinking about us. You see, this game continues to play and all it does is gobble up time. So I want to encourage you guys this morning that if you want to grow, if you want to progress in life, then you got to focus on you. If you want to gain more access, if you want to gain momentum in your life, you got to focus on you. It starts with you. But if you're not going to focus on you, then guess what? Everything else around you will become interesting. If you can't define those reasonings, those purposes, those whys, or why you do things in the first place, then guess what? All that's going to happen is you're going to be focused on everything else. And the game and the time and the momentum is not on your side. Next thing you know, 5 years turn to 10 years, 10 years turn to 15 years, 15 years turn to 20 years, and you start immediately regretting the things that you could have done. You start thinking about the lost potential that you possibly had. I'm telling you, don't go down that direction. Put the work in, do the work, and focus on yourself, and I'm telling you, things will begin to change. Start raising the standard of how you believe and how you think of yourself and what is possible within your life. I'm telling you, things will begin to change. Start taking massive action in things that you think that are not possible, and then you start developing great results. That will become your confidence. So I'm telling you guys, realign your focus. Stop focusing on the things of the external. Stop focusing on the things in the context of what other people say and think about you, but do the things that are going to be best for you. Focus on you. Focus on those unique abilities that God has blessed you with, and I'm telling you, everything will begin to...
Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. If this message really inspired you, look, I would ask you to please share it or rate it. By you doing this, this really helps me reach millions of people all over the world to help them also upgrade who they are. Again, thank you for listening, and let's continue to upgrade.